Good evening, everybody.
Good evening,
all. Welcome to our summer mission feedback night. So just before we get started, I'm going to say a little thing. We've got a couple of people who have offered to come up tonight just to answer a couple of questions about their different activities they were blessed with the opportunity of serving with over the summer. It's a great opportunity just to come back now and just take a time to reflect over what we learned in the summer and actually maybe see what we can apply into our lives from that. So just first of all, before we start, I'm just going to pray. Father, we just thank you again for gathering us here tonight. Thank you just now, as we're going to be looking at these here mission trips that happened over the summer. Father, we just thank you so much for the blessing that it is. Father, that both at home and abroad, Father, we're able to go out and share your word. We just pray, Father, that you'll speak to us tonight through each of the individuals coming up to speak, Father. That you maybe just challenge us in our faith, Father, but also encourage us through the works that you're doing throughout the world. And we just pray all this in your Son's holy and precious name. Amen. So first of all, I'm going to invite up Mark and Daniel. So if you want to come up, they were involved in the beach missions. So they're going to speak to us a little bit. Oh, I've actually got questions. Where have my questions gone? No. Where? Rebecca. Oh, there they are. Sweet. Have you got a copy of the questions?
Yeah.
So everybody, for those of you that don't know, this is Daniel and this is Mark. I'm gonna say that's Mark, that's Daniel. So firstly, well, I'm just going to actually go off script here. Firstly, Mark.
Yes.
1 second, this is actually what fidgety mic. Mark, what's your name? What do you do with yourself? And what do you enjoy? An interesting fact.
My name is Mark. I'm in lower sixth and down high, and I have a dog.
Fair.
My name is Daniel. I'm also in lower sixth, and I play rugby.
Okay, two very uninteresting facts. Where did you go and what did you do? Is one of you alternating or
is it both?
Go for both, obviously.
Alright, we went to Ballybunion, which is in County Kerry, down south. And yeah, it's just a big beach. It's a nice beach.
What did you do then?
We held events each day. So there was a number of different events. So held World Cup quizzes, sand building competitions, and we had an Incredibles themed event. So that was like our trademark of the day. And then apart from that, we had like a morning meeting on the beach with the kids. We played a few games with them, brought them over to the mat, and then went for lunch, brought them back in the afternoon, and had what's called a holiday special. So we have like a bigger, like if you've ever been to Good News Club, it sort of follows that trend, and then have our main event of the afternoon. So
sweet. Sounds really, really busy. So what's some memorable moment for both of yous? What's your most memorable moment of the team?
There were many memorable moments, but I think probably one of them was encouraging to see the same children coming every day. Like the conversations you got to have with them was really good.
Yeah. What about you, Daniel?
Memorable moment and probably an eye-opener moment for me was the Sunday service at the place I stayed at, the Stowell Fellowship. To put it simply, it was a little different to what I'm used to. Before we started to sing, a guy brought in a trolley, and in the trolley was loads of different instruments, every instrument you could think of, and he asked everyone to pick out an instrument. So the pastor was batting the tambourine and everyone was singing. I was singing for about 45 minutes, and then after that, he preached for about an hour and 20 minutes.
Was that the first Sunday or the second Sunday?
First Sunday.
Yeah, that's okay. You'd be sleeping like if it was the second one.
So what's something that God taught you, Mark, on your trip down to Ballybunion?
Definitely for me, I thought going away, I was going to tell people about God and what he's done for us, but it was much more than that for me. I think I realised a lot about myself and how through telling others about Jesus that you can be built up in your own faith as well as encouraging others.
Okay.
encouraging, yeah. What about you, Daniel? What's something God taught you?
Probably the importance of reaching children. Since I've come back, I've probably got a greater burden through outreaches such as CEF and Good News Club. And also I've realised the blessing it is to grow up in a home where both your parents are saved. I could probably say confidently, most of the kids who reached that weren't saved were 98% Roman Catholic. So that was quite challenging. And it really brought home to me how blessed we are here in the zoo.
Definitely. And what would be your one piece of advice to others about mission?
Definitely, if you get an opportunity, go for it. And I think one thing I realised when I was away was you don't actually have to go to somewhere foreign to do mission. Like, absolutely go for it. If you get the chance to go somewhere like Africa or some country that's like in real bad poverty, like, you'll probably learn a lot more, and it'll be like, and it'll definitely be a worthwhile experience. But I was only a couple of hours down the road, and I definitely had just as good a time, I think. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, I would make sure, obviously I'd love you to go on beach missions and see how good it is, but I would implore you to go on any mission team, regardless if it's beach missions or not. However, if you're not sure what to do, I would make sure, first of all, that you love God and that He's number one in your life. This is probably the biggest priority first, and then once you do that, you don't have to go abroad. As Mark said, there's a mission field here, so you can reach people in your school, going to SU, that type of thing. So,
definitely give them a round of applause.
Thank you, guys.
I'm realising that the rest of you who have volunteered haven't actually been told the order in which you are coming up. But the next person then is Anna Pentland. Anna was with the Joy Foundation in Poland. So Anna, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? What do you do with yourself? And an interesting fact.
Okay, so I'm Anna, as you just said. I'm 16, I'm in lower sixth and down high, and Faith broke my arm. Interesting fact.
Fair. So where did you go and what did you do?
So as you said, I went to Poland with a charity called the Joy Foundation for a week over summer. There was a team of 20 of us, and we stayed just outside Warsaw for 6 days. We had around 90 kids in camp, most of which came from underprivileged homes or orphanages, and we held a meeting in the morning and a meeting in the evening of our camp, during which we held various activities with the kids, such as baking, crafts, took them to a swimming pool one day, which was interesting, different sports and a photo challenge, and we distributed aid to those who needed it in the local community, and held a charity picnic in which over 200 people attended, and we held an open air, which we distributed food and clothes.
Fantastic. What's probably one of your most memorable moments?
So my favourite memory was in the final night of camp. After the meeting, an appeal was made by one of the Polish leaders called Henrik, if any of the children wanted to become a Christian, to go up to the front after the meeting. So there was a moment of stillness and about 30 kids went up and they all spoke to Henrik, and then the leaders took them aside to understand if they knew what they were doing, and they all agreed and they all asked Jesus into their heart that night. I think it was just really humbling for us all to see, and it was an amazing experience, and it really showed God's faithfulness and working in their hearts all week.
That's fantastic. So what was something that God taught you, though, whenever you were away on mission?
He really showed me the importance of prayer, because we had, like, devotions with our team in the morning and the night, in which we continually prayed for the weather and the kids getting saved. Because when we arrived on the Saturday, there was, like, torrential rain, there was thunder, there was lightning, it was awful. But by the time our camp was starting, the sun was shining, it was, like, 30 degrees, we were all roasted, so we were able to do more activities with the kids outside. And we also prayed for them all to get saved, and quite a lot of them did at the end.
It's a fantastic answer to prayer. God working over there in Poland. What would, that final question, what would your advice to others be about mission?
I'd say just go for it. Like, I was so nervous at the start, like, meeting everybody on my team, because I only knew, like, two or three of them going. But, like, it was the most amazing experience. Like, I couldn't even put into words. So, just go for it.
Sweet. Where was everybody from on the team? Sorry, that's probably really off topic, but you only needed about two or three.
There was a couple were from, like, around here. There was some from Randallstown, Ballymena. Yeah, a lot from Antrim direction.
Fair, so it's kind of a really nice big spread, and spread, and you get to know everybody. Thank you very much, Anna. The next person is Hannah Greer. So Hannah, you were taking part in Mission Week in Ballinahinch this year.
Yep.
So tell us,
once you've tied your shoelaces,
tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, what do you do with yourself, and
move over a little bit.
What do you do with yourself, and what was the other one? Interesting fact.
I'm Hannah, I'm in fifth year Down High, and this isn't interesting, but you're my brother.
That is interesting. So where did you go, and what did you do?
I did Mission Week in Ballinahinch with The Edge. So we just like did bits and bobs in the afternoon, and then at night we did like a kids club.
Yeah, what kind of bits and bobs were you doing?
Well, I did the community service, but like other people did teams club, like a teen club in Langley, and like people just went out.
Yeah.
And like served.
So what kind of things were you doing practically?
Like painting fences and all.
Nice, just practically get out there and get to serve the people around. What did you do in the evenings then?
So Scott Woodburn talked this year, and I just found it really interesting because like these are kids that come from like quite this like, you know, rough places like in the States, and they're just so silent, which was strange.
Yeah, fantastic. What would probably be a memorable moment for you, spiritual, funny, or both?
Well, like I said, like Scott, when he talked, like you could hear a pin drop, and like I did it last year, and it just wasn't like that. So just God worked in that way.
Yeah. Scott's coming on the 17th of November as well, just throwing that out there. On key announcement, right? Have you got any funny memories at all of the team?
Well, a lot happened, but if I said, I would just laugh.
Go for it, say one.
Well, it's not that funny, but you know, I don't know if you know Isaac Penman, but like a basketball net fell on his head, and I don't even know how, but you had to be there.
Fair. You really did. So what's something that God taught you on your team?
Well, like we did devotions in the morning, and I just felt like this year I focused a lot on praying for school, and like you only are in high school once, and you just got to make a difference.
Definitely. And what would be your advice to others about mission?
Well, like I said, like Mark said, is like Balmain is just 5 minutes down the road, and I took a lot from it, so like you don't have to feel as if you have to go on plane.
Hmm. Yeah. Both mission abroad and home is just, it's still mission. Yeah. Thank you very much, Hannah. I'm realising we are absolutely flying through these, so you can take it a bit easy if you want. Faith Elwood, are you coming on up? Or we're going to do Victoria Reid if you want. Victoria Reid, come on up.
We both
come up. Were you doing the same thing? No, then, what's that? Okay, then Faith, you come up. Faith was also doing a beach missions as well. Faith, where were you doing your beach mission?
Bally Bunya.
Oh, was it the same camp?
No, different weeks.
Oh, it's different weeks.
Yeah,
different
there's weeks. 4 weeks.
All right, there's 4 weeks.
Yeah, I went the first week.
That's quite a lot. So tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and an interesting fact.
Well, I'm from Crossgar. I've got two cats. Sorry. What else?
What do you do with yourself?
Oh, I go to Down High.
Fair. As literally everybody that's been up goes to Down High. Oh dear. We're really not getting much diversification here, guys. I know. I'm using fancy words now. So where did you go? You already said Ballybunion.
Yeah.
And what did you do in Ballybunion?
Like the same thing that I said. So we held holiday specials, family events and teen events. So we held teen events twice in the week, on a Monday and a Wednesday night. So the teenagers came out and we like played volleyball and stuff with them. And then had like an epilogue with them and got chips, and then somebody spoke and stuff. Yeah.
Class. A busy week then.
Yeah.
What's probably a memorable moment for you? A spiritual one, then a funny one, then a spiritual one.
Funny one?
Go for a funny
I
one.
I can't yeah. say.
You can't say. It's only going online. You can't do that.
No.
Sure?
You had to be there.
Did you?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Another one of those. What's something spiritual though? Memorable moment?
So during the week I became friendly with this girl called Olivia. Olivia is 11 years old and has been coming to beach missions for a couple of years. Throughout the week she had listened to stories on how to become a Christian. During our last few days, she started asking questions about how she could become a Christian, but we had to leave, and we don't know if she had asked God into her heart, so I'd ask you to pray for her.
Definitely. What's her name again?
Olivia.
Olivia. Yeah. And what was, what's your advice to others about mission?
I really recommend going on a mission team as it will help you grow spiritually and you will make good friends.
Class, class. Thank you very much, Faith. And Victoria Reid, come on up. Victoria, you were with the ARC, am I pronouncing that right?
Acre.
Not Acre. Acre Gospel Mission. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do with yourself? And an interesting fact. We're closer.
I'm Victoria. I also go to Down High. An interesting fact. I was in 4 countries over the summer.
That's interesting, yeah. And what 4 countries?
Switzerland, France, Lanzarote, and Northern Ireland. Doesn't really count. 3.
Okay. I thought you were going to end up saying like Northern Ireland, Ireland, Scotland, Ireland, and England. So tell us a little bit about your trip. Where did you go and what did you do?
So I went on an ACRI mission team, and ACRI is an area, a region in Brazil. That's where they got their name from, where they first started. And then I went out to Lanzarote, where they've now breached into. So we went for 2 weeks, and during those 2 weeks, we spent the first few days preparing for the residential camp. This was their first year that they had held a residential camp, so they were quite nervous, the church. But we just worked with them and prayed that God would work with us. The camp consisted of 25 children in total. There were 50 of us staying at the camp centre, so there was people from the church that were also there, young people as well. During the 5 days, they heard the wonderful good news of the gospel through learning memory verses, sword drills, and quizzes. The theme for the week was people Jesus had met through his life, and in the evenings they learned the story of Dr. Bill Woods. Of the children attending the camp, there were 16 who weren't saved, and 12 of which didn't attend the church. After the camp, we were involved in track outreach in a number of towns, including FEMS and Playa Honda. We also held a children's club in San Francisco over there, which is not
San Francisco.
So a different one. We had a youth outreach movie night also outside the church, and also visited the local hospital in Arrecife, where Keith Lindsay, who is the leader of ACRI, who lives here in Spa, Van Hinge direction. Yes. So
what are the spas there?
Okay, and Pastor Ricardo also preached as well.
That's a lot of different things. How long were you over for again?
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
2 weeks. So what can be a memorable moment? A funny one first and then a spiritual one.
Funny one. While we were there, we went to the water park one day, and we were all told put on lots of sun cream.
All I see here is sunburn plus water park in the notebook.
Yeah, so we were all told like put on lots of sun cream. So we're all plastered on the factor 50 waterproof. It wasn't waterproof. We all came away that day very burnt. Especially down the back of your legs where you like bend your knees to walk. It was very sore.
That's terrible.
So that was after the first week. So the whole second week we're all lobsters.
I also see another one there. What's that next one?
Camel riding. So we went camel riding as well one day. So it was interesting. The camels, they were all sitting, and then there's like a seat either side of the hump. So then when the camels went to get up there, they sort of threw you up. So you were like swinging on this wee chair with just a wee, like a bit of rope tied around your waist. Which
they
felt safe. Nope, they had masks over them, but the camel behind us was a lot taller than the camel we were on, so it kept putting its head on top of my head, so we're like riding, like, oh, hello.
Fair.
Yeah.
So what's kind of a spiritual, memorable moment?
Well, while we were there, during the residential camp for the kids, 3 children got saved, Martin, Daniela, and Diego, and this was really encouraging because Diego especially, he comes from a Muslim family, and he had never been to the church before, and his father wouldn't let him originally come to the camp, but he came the second day of the camp because he had a change of heart, and we had been praying that he would be allowed to come, so he got saved at the end of the week. So we just asked that you would pray for them to continue on their faith.
Martin, Daniele, and Diego.
Daniele and Diego.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what would kind of be your advice to others about, that's the wrong one. So what's something that God taught you?
Well, before I was going out, like some of the others, I was quite nervous. because Keith had just signed us up for everything. So he had had us down for leading the meeting, taking the memory verse, sword drill and the story, just everything. And then we also, because you're out there, they speak Spanish. So there was also the problem with translators and all. So it was a bit different. But God just showed us that through his strength, we were able to do it all.
Class, class. Can you speak a little bit of Spanish?
Not much.
Go for it. Say something in Spanish.
Okay. No es para mí, es para el Señor. It means it's not for me, it's for the Lord. So that was our catchphrase for the whole week.
That's actually, I did not expect that. I was expecting like, hola, me llamo Ross.
Sorry.
That's actually really, really nice. What's your advice to others about mission?
I'd say just like the others, just go for it. I really enjoyed the 2 weeks. And even if you're not going with your friends, you'll make new friends on the team and you'll just bond together so well.
Class.
So. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Victoria.
No problem.
So now that's the time. Everybody that was on the list is now done. But was there anybody else that served on teams that we didn't know of?
Okay, well, you don't have to if you don't want to. Was there anybody that served on the team and we didn't actually get in touch with you at all? Anybody? Alright. Rebecca, were you on the team? Do you want to come up and mention about it? It's 5 to 9. Like, we've got plenty of time. Just to encourage you guys. So, guys, this is Rebecca. What a David. Oh, CEF camps, yes. So, Rebecca, where did you... Or tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? What do you do with yourself? And...
I'm Rebecca. I just turned 20, so I'm not a child anymore. I study at Queen's.
And what's an interesting fact?
I'm really good at playing the piano.
So. I'm really good at hitting high notes too. where did you go and what did you do?
I did a few different teams over the summer, all with CEF. So I did like 5-day clubs, just like Bible clubs, in some different schools and in like different people's gardens and housing estates and stuff. And then I did CEO weeks as well with CEF, if you know what they are. It stands for Christian Youth in Action. So like groups of young people will go. Christian Youth in Action. Groups of young people will go and like be based in a church hall or something somewhere for a week. Sorry, I keep moving. And then you go out and do different 5-day clubs, Bible clubs out in the open air, like 3 a day, or sometimes you do 4 a day, so it's pretty exhausting. Yeah, but it's just a standard Bible club with like memory verse and Bible lesson and stuff like that, singing.
Class. What's a memorable moment? A funny one, and then we'll go for a spiritual one.
A funny one. There were a lot of funny things that happened. I don't remember them all though. In Dublin one day, I did some 5-day clubs in Dublin. There was one estate that we were in South Dublin. It was a pretty rough estate. And I was teaching the Bible lesson that day, and I was sitting like on the ground on the mat. And in the background, I could just see all this activity going on in the Garda, the police there. They showed up, and so they were like in and out of this house, and then they disappeared. And then, that was fine. Like, we didn't really pay attention to them. And then as soon as they left, this guy came running out of the house with a TV and stuffed it in the back of a van. And then they hightailed it away. And then the police came back with like 4 more cars and a search warrant and stuff. But that was just going on in the background.
That sounds quite dramatic. That does not sound funny. That's a serious situation.
No, it was pretty funny.
Somebody's lost their TV.
No, he kept it because he hid with it. He's the one that stole it, so we ran away with it until the police were gone.
Somebody's lost their TV, whoever owned that house.
No, it was his house.
Why did he steal a TV from his house?
No, the police were going to come in to search the house, so he ran away with the TV.
Okay, right, we'll not ask any more questions. Okay.
But what was a memorable moment for you spiritually, whenever you were away?
Okay, probably also in Dublin. So obviously in Dublin, most of the kids are Roman Catholic, and there was one... There was one development we were in where all the kids were really confused about the way of salvation, stuff like that, whenever you ask them in the quiz, like, what do you need to do to be saved? Like, they would always answer, like, ask Jesus into your heart, believe that he died for your sins, and then, like, make your confirmation and go to communion and things like that. And so we were really praying all week that they would just understand that that's not the way of salvation. And it's not about something you do, it's about something you believe, and it's about what Jesus has done for you. But I remember the last day, there were no kids came for, like, the first 40 minutes, and that was really discouraging because we'd had a really good week with the kids in that estate, but they just didn't show up. And then eventually one little girl came, and then three more, two boys and a girl came, like, towards the very end, and we were teaching the memory verse. And I remember one of the other girls, or there were only two of us, like, did the club that day because there weren't enough kids to have all the leaders on the mat, if you know what I mean. So we're just the two of us sitting there, and one of the kids started asking all these questions and stuff, and then the other girl that was, like, leading the club got out her Bible and started showing them verses from the Bible, and she showed them the one, for by grace are you saved through faith, or are you saved through faith? And then after that we were asking the kids questions, and we said to the, we didn't even ask. One of the little girls, she's called Lynn, she's about 9, I think. She just asked us the question. She was like, so to be saved, all you need to do to be saved is to ask Jesus to forgive you for your sins and to trust in him. And we said, yeah, that's exactly right. Like, well done, you finally got it. And then she said to us, well, actually, I believe that now because you just showed us it from the Bible. So I think that reminded us, like, how amazing God's word is, that it is the power to persuade people like that. Like, all it took was for her to see the words herself in the Bible to believe that. So we're really just praying now that she did believe that for herself and she didn't just forget it after she left.
What was her name? So we can prepare it.
She's a twin, and I don't know the difference between them. So it was either Carla or Lynn.
Pray for Carla and Lynn. Then.
Yeah, both of them.
What's something that God taught you while you were away?
I think just like the others have said, just to rely on him and just how important prayer is. There's nothing you can do by yourself. You can't go out there without praying and expect your work to be effective.
Completely. And what's your advice to others about mission?
Get involved. The younger you are, whenever you get involved, the better. Just because you can like grow up with it and you can make so many friends to like grow up with as well. And then that means like each summer you go back and you can be with the same people and like meet the same kids again and stuff where you go. So it's good. Get involved.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Rebecca. David, do you want to come on up? So David, tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do? And an interesting fact.
My name is David McCubbery. I work as a pharmacist, although I don't do ordinary pharmacy work anymore. I work for a pharmaceutical company down in Portadown. Something interesting about myself. I recently bought my first house and moved into it.
Pretty cool. And his mom also makes fantastic tray bakes. Like, they are incredible, guys. So where did you go and what did you do?
So this summer I helped out with two different camps, one in the local area down in Kilkeel for CAF Lagan Valley area, and then also one down in County Leash in a town called Durrow, but that was for children coming from the South Dublin area.
So what did you do whenever you were out there?
So both cases it was camps for children from 8 to 11 years old. So we had them for the whole week. We had Bible times in the morning and in the evening, and sometimes also then a missionary story as well. And then morning times after that we did craft and games. We took them on outings to swimming pool, different kinds of sports and different craft things we did with them.
Fantastic. A busy time.
Yeah.
So what's a memorable moment for you? A funny one, then a spiritual one.
Probably in the Dublin camp, we did a thing where we dressed up as different kinds of people or from different things and went into the town and had to scatter ourselves out, and the children had to come around and try and find us. And one of the girls, she dressed up as an old lady, and she sat there, the whole time, and not one single person saw her. They just thought she was an ordinary lady and just walked past her the whole time. So sometimes the simplest disguises are the best.
Fair.
And what was the second part?
And what was a spiritual memorable moment?
Spiritual memorable moment probably is the effect that the camp can have on some of the children's lives. We here kind of grew up with Christian things, so you come here, you maybe go to church, you maybe almost just, it becomes nothing to you. But sometimes children, that's maybe the only Christian teaching they get in their whole entire year. Some of these children, most of them go to a regular Bible club, but some of them don't. Some of them, it's the only thing they have. So the only time they hear about the Bible, and some of them, it's the only time they are somewhere where maybe people actually care for them, where they're kind to them, where they're fair with them. Those where they get kind of love and attention in their lives, because some of them come from difficult homes, maybe from their parents are alcoholics or addicted to drugs, and they come in and you can see there's a real problem. They're angry, they're frustrated, they're a bad attitude at times, but if you can somehow be patient with them and be kind to them, and they can, maybe not the first year, but when they come back year after year, you can see a change in their lives, and they'll actually listen to what you say, because in a camp situation, you're with them all the time, and hopefully they can see something different in their lives to what they maybe see at home, and that can be as much as an example often as the things that you say in the meeting.
Fantastic. What's something God taught you whenever you're out there?
I suppose it's that, it's probably linked to that, in that the children watch everything that you do. Whenever you're doing games with them, if you make a decision that's unfair, they will pick up on it instantly. There was one time when we were doing a quiz and the girl sitting next to me asked me for the answer, and I wasn't really concentrating. I give her the answer I probably shouldn't have, and she answered the question, and then all the children turned around and started shouting at me for giving her the answer, because her team was going to do better then. So, you know, if you're going to have, you have to be consistent, and you have to be fair. And also when you're in a camp situation, sometimes you get very tired, and some of them can try your patience. You know, they're not always the best behaved. So
just like the ones in the studio.
Well,
I'm messing, guys.
No, they're a different scale altogether. But no, you have to try and be patient and not, you know, snap at them or anything like that, because that can ruin all the work you've done during the week.
Definitely. So what's your advice to others about mission?
Advice is to, similar to what others have said, and to take that step and go for it. You mightn't know anyone when you get there, but in a camp situation, you work with other people, and you even if, you know, you just naturally, it's a good thing for bringing people together. You've even time later on in the night when you can chat and do things like that. So it's a good thing for making friends, and it's also something that can help your own spiritual life, because the teaching in the camp, I find, even though it's obviously designed for children, but I find that through the teaching and the verses and things like that, that I benefited from it probably as much as many of as the children do.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, David.
I'll maybe ask Ross a few questions now as well.
I know, I was literally going to ask myself. Okay.
I'll ask
unless you want to ask.
Yeah. Okay, so
my interesting fact.
Here you, Ross, and tell us.
My name's Ross. I'm second year in uni, studying Master of Finance up in Queens. And my interesting fact is that I'm starting to go bald already, and I'm only 19. Honestly, my bald spot is horrendous. What's the next question?
It's good thing you're tall, then, and nobody.
Thankfully.
Okay, so tell us about where you went and what you did.
So I did two different teams, one up in Port Stewart, a team called Port Stewart Schism, and then one in South Africa in Durban. So I'm probably going to talk more about the South Africa trip. But where did it go? Durban and South Africa. And what
did you do when you were there? What kind of
work? What did I do? So we were sent out via Crosslinks and also the Christian Union that I'm part of in Queens. A team of six of us headed out there to do a lot of student work. Work with an organisation over there called the Bible Talks, which are a Christian organisation like the Christian Union. And we just went out there to do a lot of street evangelism with students. There was two different campuses, three of us in each campus. The campus I was on, Howard campus, had 17,000 students, and Westville, I'm not too sure how many had. But we were just kind of out there. We were out for a fortnight, and the first week we were out, it was their week of mission. So they had talks on during the days from guys from the Ravi Zacharias International Ministries. And it was really just a pretty busy time, yeah.
Okay. And was there any funny moments that you...
Funny moments was... Oh, I'm trying to remember one of them. On the airport on the way there, it was 33 hours, 34 hours to get there. We had down to Dublin, and then it was like a 7.5 hour flight to Doha in Qatar, and then there was like a 7 hour layover, and basically I lay down, used my jumper as my pillow, and lay flat my back on the marble floor around the corner near my gate, and slept for like 2 hours. And suppose I was snoring so loud that everybody walking past just stared at me for ages. Another 5 guys in the team, one of them was still awake and the rest of us all slept, and some random guy from Tunisia sat beside my mate who was still awake, Jake, and he just pointed at me and laughed and then just got up again, and like he couldn't speak a word of English, but he just pointed at me and laughed supposedly. So yeah, that was probably a funny moment, a very funny moment.
Any spiritual moment?
A spiritual moment was kind of the first Thursday night. I was sitting beside a guy called Sipalele, who was one of the Christian guys there. We kind of found as a team, we kind of weren't assuring God's purpose on us being there. We didn't end up doing as much student evangelism, like walk-up evangelism as we thought we would, but actually we spent a lot more time growing a discipleship with the other Christian guys out there and really building a relationship there. So the first Thursday night, I was sitting after the evening talk with a guy called Sipalele, and we were basically kind of just talking. I knew he was a Christian. I was asking about his testimony, how he'd grown up, and kind of the struggles that he'd been facing over there, even though there's quite a few similarities there, there's quite a few differences. But it was just kind of really class. I was chatting to him, and he made kind of a reference to a guy I like to listen to called Paul Washer. And he kind of made a reference to one of his sermons a little bit. And I was like, mate, that's Paul Washer you're talking about. He was like, yeah, have you ever heard of him? And I was like, of course, I love listening to him. And it was kind of at the moment, although very subtly, it doesn't seem like it. But just really deep down, all of a sudden, I just really felt a sense of kind of, oh, the whole 2 weeks was a learning period for me about what church is meant to be. But kind of at their point, it was just really like a switch flicked, and all of a sudden I just kind of realized, like, this is what the church is meant to be. It's not just you go to a building, you sing songs, but really it's all about the people that are there and the fellowship that we have with each other, encouraging and equipping each other and building each other up. So that was kind of just a really, really big learning experience for me.
Okay. And was there anything else that God taught you during your time there? Or else?
Quite a lot, but I spoke about this at a prayer meeting, and instead of speaking for 10 minutes, I spoke for 50 minutes and then had a half an hour Q&A afterwards, so I'm going to not mention any more on that.
Okay. So then, just to finish, any advice that you would have for others?
I would have for others? Honestly, just get stuck into it. Prepare yourself for going out, but also just have a blast.